Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Guess who's here? Our friend Pam Onan. She is the Guinness World Record holder for the most words spelled backwards in one minute. Probably one moment as well. And we are so happy to hear about a little secret she's been keeping from me while we sit together on the soccer sidelines. This is where I'm not even mad about it. But anyway, she has breaking news to tell us. So anyway, Pam, how have you been? Great to see you.
I've been really good. I'm really glad to see you.
So I'm so excited for you. This is really the little secret you're going to tell our people is very, very exciting. But let's get back to the world record. You're the reigning champ. Do you know of anybody that's trying to topple you?
I do not know of anybody who's trying to topple me. Okay. I did meet through Facebook a person from India who had a record for talking backwards, but since then they've discontinued it. So it's kind of fun. That's the only connection I've really had. But I tell you, it would be really, really hard to topple. It was 56 words spelled backwards in 1 minute. So
I could barely say 56 words in a minute. I mean, that's a word a second. You spelled words. Wow. Mm-hmm. And I know that you worked with your daughter in particular. Yes. So you two had this synergy, which was so cool.
Yes.
Is that kind of the key to it as well?
That was totally the key.
Okay.
So Maria and I practiced quite a bit. And honestly, before we got to the 56, we did like 4 attempts in the meantime.
Sure.
1 was a tie. 2 were disqualified extremely fairly. I didn't, like it, wasn't happy, but the judges ruled. And so that was fine. So this was like the 4th one. And so Maria and I had a chance going back and forth, and we realized that I could listen to the word as I was spelling 1. That was a game changer. So we were able to overlap our voices. So it was something we were able to practice, and we got really good at it. And then during the record, we had judges. It was Sarah Lockwood and Melissa Milner, Dr. Melissa Milner.
They both seem like they're fair.
They're fair. They had to judge and make sure that the words were randomized before I got them. And Maria had a way of getting rid of the word cards after she said them so that we wouldn't duplicate and make a mistake like that. But Sarah and Melissa saw how Maria was doing that. She laid the cards out all on a large table. And then they're like, you know what? They suggested to her that she go a different direction. She was able to fling those cards off the table much faster, and that was critical.
That was another game changer.
That let her go much faster.
Well, I don't quite understand. What do you mean? Was she picking the cards up and throwing them, or what was the difference with the flinging?
Okay, so in order to get the record, there's a word bank. And what I did is on an index card, I wrote each of the different words on one index card. We had to put the index cards in a random order on the table, but then Maria needed to read them. It had to go in a certain order. First, it had to be an 8-letter word, and then a 6-letter word, and then 4. It's the Guinness rules. They had an 8 and a 6 and a 4 word banks. So we had to have all that randomized. Enter Dr. Milner and Sarah Lockwood. So they made sure that that was all right. But just the way that Maria was getting rid of the cards, at first she was kind of pushing them off the far side of the table. And they're like, you know what? Arrange them so that you can just get them from the side. So it didn't take her so long to move the card. And then the cards weren't getting air movement on the table.
Now, I know you're an engineer by trade, so that's an engineering thing, isn't it? That's kind of like an industrial engineer.
That is, and Maria was, she was like, she's like, we lean sigma sixed this.
No kidding.
That's a thing.
You totally did.
I'm sure she has that on her resume. Use lean sigma 6 to help maximize for a world record.
Yeah.
And who doesn't want to follow that
no
on an application
kidding.
Up with
Did
an
she
interview.
Write by my mom on there, do you think?
I don't think she did.
So, Pam, this actually has opened many doors to you.
Yes.
I saw you recently on Twin Cities Live.
I know, crazy.
Yes, that was great. Was that a lot of fun?
That was so much fun.
Oh.
That was really, really fun. They were very welcoming. We got to look around the studio and just yuck it up. That was fun.
And had they ever heard of your skill before?
No, the producer had heard of it, and I didn't realize this. He knew that Steve Patterson, who's on Twin Cities Live.
Who tried to get me fired. Do you know this?
I know that story. That was hilarious.
cow, Steve Patterson. It didn't work.
We know your name, Steve.
I think he wants the job here, is what it was. Well, I do.
He's not getting it.
He's not getting it. I don't know. No. Anyway.
You gotta be to the caliber of Hastings, Steve, first. You got to get that. So he has a radio show where he, for some reason, was saying Tom Hanks, and he wanted to, just all of a sudden, he just thought he would just say it backwards, Motsknee. So he was like, didn't really know why he did that. Well, the producer knew that there was a backstory there. So he was trying to keep it a secret from Steve that I was going to be on the show doing the spelling backwards. So then when I came, Steve was just like, okay, imagine Steve Peterson normal, and then add another level of hyper. So it was energy. It was energy.
So you not only can spell backwards, but you can speak backwards.
I can.
But let's talk about when you were a young girl, you thought everybody had this talent, which to me just cracks me up.
Okay, I thought everybody could see words in their head. And yeah, and you're shaking your head like, right. No, dearie. Well, I didn't know that. So I was always a really good speller. And
you wanted to take it up a notch or something?
After engineering, went back to school for teacher school. And it turns out what I learned in teacher school is there is a style of learning where you understand what something is by understanding what it is not. And I kind of wonder if that was just part of the fun I was having with spelling. I'm like, okay, spell it forward and I'm really good. Could I spell it backward? So I kind of wonder if that's, I'm just trying to justify. It really just, I'm totally weird.
Your honestly. Sister has this gift though also. No.
My sister and I, we would do Pig Latin.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So, and we were really good at it. Like really, really good. Just super fast. But then I thought, well, if we didn't use that A sound all the time, people wouldn't know we're up to something.
Igpe Atenle.
Igpe Atenle. S-Y. Erive Udge. So I'm still good at it, but well, not as good. I told Debbie, then I'm like, well, if we could just, let's just take the sounds of a word and just put them in reverse.
And she was like, I'm out.
She said, that was it. She was like, nope, see you later. That was it. I was on my own then, Mom. I had to do what I had to do with the means that I had.
So how did you know that this was going to be something that you were going to aspire to get a world record for?
Okay, never thought it was. So in high school, and I would say that I could talk backwards, and then I would say something. And you know how high school is? Kids talk, and then there are feelings. And so that's what happened. And I mean, it was kind of fun with my friends. And then somebody else was like, I don't even know who it was. It was probably a passerby, and probably said something slightly not positive. It's like, well, that's weird. And I just really took that to heart. So,
well, it is weird, but that's, don't you love being weird?
Well, now I do, yeah. But in high school, you don't,
right.
You know?
Sure.
So I kind of just internalized it and kept doing it my little self in my head and whatever. I mean, and I look back at, you know, like college, I can tell from my notes which classes I didn't really like because I take my notes backwards just to be a dork.
That is crazy. So let's talk about this new venture that you have. You've been keeping a little secret from your Hastings friends.
A big secret.
Yes, and I didn't realize it was you've been keeping a secret for so long. Spill the beans.
Okay, so I got a phone call. And this was from, it turns out it was a television producer, and I didn't know the person, and like, oh well, I saw you on Facebook, I saw a video that you're backwards that Guinness made, and this looks pretty cool, and we are doing a show, and we kind of think you might be fun, it might be fun to have you on the show. And then I got a little bit of background, which I still can't tell you. There's a lot that I can't say still. I know. Mo, you should see the forms that I had to sign.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was like five pages.
It's like working here. Yeah. Okay.
So, and I'm like, okay, that sounds like fun. Because it's like, you know, COVID, middle of summer, give me something to do. And so there was a link to an application. I filled it out, answered all the questions, and had to give them a short video clip.
So this was like a year ago, Pam?
No, this was early spring.
Okay.
This was early spring. So, yeah, maybe close to about 6 months ago. So I wasn't being too crazy saying it was 6 months. So then I wait and wait and wait, didn't know what was happening. And then I got an email. Oh, okay, yeah, your application looks good.
You had no idea what kind of a show it was, though.
They told me it was a game show.
Okay.
And it was going to be super fun, and they're looking for people with high energy. They should have had you. But
I have no skills. Go ahead.
So then I had a video interview with a producer. It was like at my house, you know, everything is Zoom,
right?
And they want to know just what's background about you, but it turns out what they're looking for is, do you look okay on camera? Can we understand what you're saying?
And so you spoke forward, not backwards.
I did do some backwards stuff, okay. But they weren't really all, they kind of want to know, they were, it was like, okay, that, but tell us more about generally you. And then like another month or so later, I was allowed to have another video interview with the big ups. And then a few weeks after that, they're like, so if you were able to do this, just wondering, would you be able to provide a COVID vaccination card and proof of vaccination? I'm like, yes, sign me up. And I didn't get a whole lot of information from them. I knew that I was going to have to go to California, but we didn't know when.
That's a hint. Okay.
Yes.
So did then, you think it was The Price is Right or something?
Okay. Nope. I did know the name of the show at that point, and I started doing some digging to see what was that show like. And I'm like, well, that would be super cool. You know, kind of old, kind of new.
Yes.
Little hint.
So it's a reboot of
You Bet Your Life.
Oh, my gosh.
With Jay Leno. They had me at Jay Leno.
That is just incredible.
I was
incredible.
Like, you tell me what I have to do for you on video. What do you want me to sound like? I will try and do that.
So your first step of vetting was the Zoom piece. Mm-hmm. And then when you went to California, did you know you were going to be on the show? Or was that still part of the audition process?
Okay. When you go to California, you know you're going to be taped on an episode.
Oh, goodness.
So
okay.
I knew that going to California meant that I was going to see Jay Leno and Kevin Eubanks. It was so exciting. So what we don't know, even after that episode airs, is if they were going to actually use that episode. So just recently, I found out, yes, they are going to use my episode. And so I'm season 1, episode 7.
How exciting.
I know.
So has the show premiered yet?
It has. So Monday. It's on Fox. So depending on where you are, different Fox stations have different schedules. But here, when I looked, our Fox station 9, they play it 2 times in a row, once at 3 and then once at 3:30. So they do 2 episodes per day. So since I'm episode 7, 1 and 2 are Monday, 3 and 4 are Tuesday, 5 and 6 are Wednesday, and then 7 is the 3 o'clock show on Thursday.
So this is going to be Thursday, September 16th.
Yes, at 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock. Pam, we are all going to be watching this. This is so exciting.
And I think watch some of the earlier ones, too, so you kind of see what the game is. It's fun.
So I know this show goes back to the 1950s with Groucho Marx. Huh. Is it the same style? I mean, some of our listeners might remember that show, but give people the premise of what You Bet Your Life is.
So Groucho Marx had it set up where you'd get 2 people with different backgrounds who had not met each other until right before the game starts. And they were given like a category of questions, which I don't know if they had any input into the category. I think from watching the old Groucho Marx shows, he made it sound like they together chose the category, which was not the case with Jay Leno. So there's a difference. And they work together as a team, answer the questions. They have to agree on the answer. They either both get it right or both get it wrong, and then together earn money.
So you were held in separate rooms before you actually went on stage?
Yes.
And is that the first time you met Jay Leno?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. What was that like? I mean, was it surreal?
Totally. Oh, my goodness. So we were outside, California nice, and we were, you know, doing this open-air meeting, and they were kind of telling us how the game would go. And we're having this meeting, and here comes down the driveway this beautiful, shiny blue car, Jay Leno driving.
Right, because he has like 1,000 beautiful cars,
doesn't he? So I got to see him like drive in, and he parked in his little spot. That was awesome. And then next time I saw him was when I was on stage next to a guy I had never met before.
And who was the guy that you met? What was his name?
I cannot say.
You can't say his name.
All I can tell you is that Jay Leno, he's keeping parallel the 2 people with different backgrounds.
Sure, sure.
And then making them work as a team, and they haven't met each other
so
before.
So do you answer trivia questions then?
It's pretty much trivia questions.
Okay.
Yep.
And did you like the topic?
No.
I know you can't tell us.
No, I did not. I did not. He told us the topic, and I'm like, what? And I looked at my partner, and my partner looked even more defeated than I did.
Oh, no.
Mo, it was so fun. Oh. Jay Leno is awesome.
Is he so funny?
Oh. And Kevin Eubanks, sweet as anything.
Yes, so they're back together because Kevin Eubanks was his sidekick for many years on The Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. This is so exciting. Did you happen to ask if he and David Letterman are still feuding?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't.
I did tell him that my son Martin loves watching all of his YouTube videos, and that I hear Jay Leno's voice in my house all the time.
Oh, that's nice.
And then he asked how old Martin was, and I said 16.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to get a car from Jay Leno or anything, but...
He got a nice plug.
But, oh my gosh, Martin's so jealous. I got to meet Jay Leno.
No kidding. Well, we're also jealous, but we're also proud of you. Pam, this is very exciting. I know you can't tell us how it turns out, so I hope everybody can tune in Thursday at 3 o'clock p.m., September 16th. It's on Fox 9. Is that correct?
That is.
Yeah,
other day this, you know, it's so check. You don't.
But your episode.
You can watch more than just my
episode. We want to watch your episode.
Oh, no, for sure.
Yes, yeah. So it's the new You Bet Your Life, and Pam Onan is going to be on the show. Oh, my gosh. Pam, will you kind of give us a little sneak peek sometime about how you did? Maybe we'll post it afterwards, how you did. How's that?
We could. I can tell you this. The very first question that Jay asked me, I got wrong. Completely wrong.
Okay.
So you'll like that because I was
Why
like,
will I like
what?
That?
Well, I mean, my reaction was, what? And I am interested and scared, you know, at the same time. I'm like, because I kind of, you know, it's like.
Why didn't you just start answering your questions backwards?
Struck. I did try and do a little bit of backwards stuff.
Yes.
I don't know if they're going to include that
How
or not.
How fun, Pam.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. It's all about the editing, right?
I know.
Yes. Well, we're all going to be watching. Are you going to have a little party at home? A viewing party?
You know what? I'm actually subbing on Thursday, so
oh,
I will like I'll be like screeching the tires, making it home probably by 3 o'clock.
I love it,
but otherwise I've got people who are gonna just record it.
Well, we are gonna watch it live. Yeah. Pam Onan, she is the current world record holder for the most words spelled backwards in 1 minute. And guess what? She's going to be on the newly relaunched You Bet Your Life with Jay Leno this Thursday, September 16th at 3 o'clock p.m. on Fox. Do not miss it. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.